This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 178 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, Alex, we've reached the end of the river of time. Me and you have arrived at the shore. We're getting out of the boat, but before we get out, we got one more movie to review. This is from 2017, a little movie called Baby Driver, directed by Edgar Wright. We got a nice cast here. Ansel Elgort, John Hamm, Kevin Spacey's canceled, but Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx, a nice cast. Oh, Lily James, Aza Gonzalez, great cast. So we're going to be doing this. Before we do, no, I got to ask, when is the last time you saw this film?
I seen it once, and it had to be around 2017 when it came out. Okay. I haven't seen it since, reason why, but we will talk about it. But yes, yeah, okay. I seen it once in 2017.
So I saw this at the theater in 2017, reviewed it on my podcast, and then I have not watched it since. So I'm the same as you. It has been 5 years since I've watched it. I bought the 4K Steelbook right when it came out, but I never put it in. Now, before we go into the full-on review, of course, got to give you some Rotten Tomato scores here. Baby Driver is sitting pretty good, my friend. Pretty good. This has a 92% critic score and an 86% audience score. So a film that was critically acclaimed and also a lot of people like. I don't remember it being I remember it made money. I don't think it was like a monster hit, but it did make money, but very good reviews. Not surprising for an Edgar Wright film. Pretty much all his movies tend to have really good reviews, especially at this time. So anyway, that's enough of that. We're going to give you our reviews. We're just going to throw those in the garbage can. So we're going to let you go ahead and go first. You get to go with the lead character, of course, Baby. He does have a different name, but they call him Baby most of it. And he is played by Ansel Elgort. Alex, take it away.
All right, here we go. He was okay. So the whole time he's listening to music, and I understand he had a problem with his hearing. He has this hearing problem, and he has to listen to music to drown out the ooh sound coming out of his ear.
It's that's tinnitus. Cool.
Yes, that. It's okay. He has a friend that's like, I guess he's like an old man, whatever he lives with, does sign language. He lost his parents due to a car crash. That's how he listens to music and stuff. Excellent driver. Meets a beautiful girl that could sing and into the same stuff as him. And he wants her to go with him like a Bonnie and Clyde type thing. All right, cool. But honestly, dude, honestly, there's no dynamic to this character because all he does is just listen to music and drive. Like, that's pretty much the whole damn movie. I'm going to be honest with you. It was really hard for me to engage this. I was more engaged with the villains than with this dude, to be honest with you. I don't know why. I can't handpick why. But it was really hard for me to follow. But this is a review, and I can't use that as nitpick. Was he an excellent character? Yes, he was. He was good in his role. He's a driver. He did his job. He was an excellent driver. He did a great job. I gave him a 4. I thought he was a great character. I just had problems with him because, honestly, he didn't speak much. And I know a lot of people, you don't have to speak to lead a movie. You really don't, because the supporting cast did it for him. And the music played a lot of part also into this film. So anyway, I gave it a 4.
You know, what's funny. A lot of the stuff you said is some of the stuff why I actually love him. I gave him a 5. To me, a great lead character. I need some backstory. I do love some backstory. Yeah. I don't love it when they're just like, let's say some usually just like one note muscle guy who has no, you know, you don't know nothing about. Not my cup of tea. So you got to get some backstory. And 2, I got to root for you. I got to want you to win, right? You can't be a total dick. He meets that criteria. But then on top of that, I think I agree with you. He's not a person. He doesn't have a lot of lines. Like, he's not overly talky. Something like, and this came out around similar time. Oh, no, this came out a bit later. But another movie called Drive with Ryan Gosling. He doesn't talk much. He's a cool character, but he doesn't talk much. So Baby has that. He has tinnitus playing music. He does talk mostly with Lily James' character, Deborah, the girl who he ends up falling in love with. I love their scenes together. I love at the end when he does the speech, like when Kevin Spacey's like, we're going to get a new driver, and he sticks up for, he's like, no, I'm going to do it, blah, blah, blah. I do like that. I love he flips the switch at the end. You know, he wants out. They won't let him. And he's like, all right, I'm going to do this job. He freaking murders Jamie Foxx. He ends up stepping up to the plate and doing what he has to do. The dynamic with the deaf guy, that's his foster dad, because he went with him when his parents died. So I guess he just never got adopted and stayed with this, you know, with this guy. I like a lot of the dynamics he has with the other characters, even though he's not overly talky. So I love him. I did give him a 5. And I do think he's badass, but not like overly so. Because it wouldn't work for that actor. You know what I mean? He's not overly tough, but he knows how to escape. He knows how to drive. He runs fast. You know what I mean? He's not doing hand-to-hand fights with anybody. So I gave him a 5. You gave him a 4. Okay, villain. So there's multiple villains. We talked off air about this. There's a lot of bad guys. There's really 3 main, though. So I guess we'll just kind of talk about all of them and then kind of score.
Yeah, look, John Hamm was really good, to be honest with you. I don't see much of John Hamm stuff, to be honest with you. So this is like the first, I think, to be honest with you. I bet there's others I've seen, but I just don't remember. But he's really good. Very good actor.
The Town? You ever seen The Town? He was the police officer in The Town.
Ben Affleck? It's been ages, but okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like that movie too, but it's been a while. John Hamm was good. He's really good. I liked him. Great character. I liked his girlfriend. She was good too. They both played their characters very well. Jamie Foxx for me out of the group was the best one. To be honest, he was really good. He fucked everything up that they did.
Yeah.
He went to meet the cops. Kevin Spacey never told him they were dirty cops. He was like, this is pigs, and they killed them all. And I was like, holy crap.
They went to hog heaven.
Yeah, they went to hog heaven. Yeah. I thought that was good. I prefer if they would have just kept my man Punisher in the whole group, because he was really good in the beginning of the movie.
He's only in one scene.
Yeah, he was in one scene. I thought it was really good. I said, man, they should have left him. Kevin Spacey's character, I liked him a lot. I mean, again, his personal life is his personal life. When it comes to acting, Kevin Spacey's one of the top actors out there. He's really good in this damn movie. To be honest with you, really, he's really good. I liked him. He kept pushing and pushing, baby. You know, you got a debt for me. He kept paying him in $10,000 bills. And he took all his money. And then he was like, all right, debt is debt. Gave him his pair of gloves. He threw them out. And I liked that. And he was like, I don't think it was a coincidence that he was in the restaurant while baby was eating with his girlfriend. I think he went there and was just like, hey, look at that. We're in the same restaurant at the same time. I'll pay for it. But your ass is coming back.
He's that connected. I tend to agree. It wasn't random.
No. He knew he was going to be there. And he showed up so he could be like, your ass is coming back to work for me because I need a driver. So I thought it worked. I thought he worked very well. Look, in terms of the whole group, I gave him a 5 as a tantrum. I gave him a 5. They all worked well. I thought they were all good. So 5.
Yeah, you know what? I think they all did a great job. I really agree with you. John Hamm did a great job of both being nice to baby early. You know, like he's cool with him. He worked with him a couple times. He sticks up for him when he talks back to like Jamie Foxx's character and things like that. You know what I mean? But once his girl dies, he's like, now you got to die. Not even you. Your girl got to die. And you're not even going to, he makes him deaf. Like he shoots next to his ears. So he can't even hear, you know, even worse hearing now. Plus he looks, John Hamm is one of those guys who I like him as an actor. He doesn't seem scary, but he seemed pretty scary in this movie. Like he did a good job of looking and sounding like a villain. You know what I mean? Jamie Foxx, from someone who comes from comedy, I thought he was great. He's menacing. He's scary. He's like, don't mess with this guy. He goes to get the gum. He probably killed that clerk, stole all the bubble gum. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, what am I supposed to do? Pay for it? And that was a great line. I do think he's great. And Kevin Spacey, I also agree. Like, this Edgar Wright, to me, is such a great writer that he wrote these characters all very well. And watching them figure out, like watching Jamie Foxx figure out that baby knows the girl and put two and two together and the whole, like, I was constantly worried for him because of this group of bad guys, pretty much. So actually, I agree. I'm going to give him a 5. I think on the whole, they are a good, as a group, they're a good foil that this hero has to overcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he does it. He does it by the end of it. So I think he did. I think everyone was great. I wish Jamie Foxx died a little differently. I think that was a little too random. You know what I mean? Like it just sort of happened. I wish it was more to it, but that's okay. All right, action scenes.
It's a 5. It is not a traditional action movie in terms of explosions, gun firing. It is a street car chase. So this is a car chase movie. So with that, with the car chase, it did a great job. I was into the car chase, to be really honest with you. If this whole movie was car chase, I would be like, oh, this is awesome. Those scenes were awesome. The drifting, him getting away from the cops, him toying with the cops, them switching cars worked very well. I was like, oh, okay. That all worked in a sense. I think this whole movie, bread and butter, was the car chase. Those were all awesome. I liked it. But my only thing is, like, he took any car and turned it into, like, a racing car. I mean, he took one of these shitty Toyotas. And I was like, this shit had drifting capability? Like, every car he got in had an emergency brake. I was like, this model didn't have an emergency brake. Like, what are you talking about? And I started laughing. I was like, okay, a mother and a baby had a Toyota that's modern, had an emergency brake. So I started laughing. I was like, okay, it was what it was. That's nitpicking. But yeah, I give it a 5. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, you know what? I think the car chases are great. The first one is great. It sets you up for introducing this character and what he can do behind a wheel.
Yeah.
Which was great. I actually like the second one better when they're with Jamie Foxx and that group, when they're going to get the armored car. That car chase is even better, in my opinion. You know, there's the truck, then there's the other dude who's trying to shoot them in the truck and all that. And it was fun. I do love. So, and then there's a foot chase, of course, in the last big one where it all goes kind of wrong. But I love the shooting scene with the cops because all the gunshots are done to drum beats in the song he's listening to.
Yeah.
And I love it. That is that's the kind of creative thing that will get me to go, wow, that's really cool. Because I've said it ad nauseum here. I don't love just pure gun shooting action. But when you can do something different with it, that's when I'm like, okay, that was cool. And that was different. You know, literally the whole shootout is a great shootout. But it's all done to, like, literally the drums of the song that's playing. And that is a very clever and fun idea. And then you had another shootout towards the end. So it has a little bit of everything. You're right. The car chases are the best of the bunch as far as what action is here. There's a good amount, but it's creatively done. It's well shot. It's a lot of fun. I also gave it a 5. I think because of the creativity, not because of the quantity, I give it a 5. Because there's not a ton, but there's quite a bit. Like, there's never like long, long stretches where there's no action at all, which is good. Keeps the film, you know, cracking. Okay, storyline.
Storyline. I gave it a 4. I thought it was a generic storyline, but the reason why I gave it what I gave it is because it was a unique storyline. I thought it was clever. I thought it was unique. I enjoyed it for what it was, to be honest with you. I wasn't too crazy with the music choices. It reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy. I wasn't too crazy with that either. Like, the whole musical soundtrack is always overshadowing the story. But again, that's the whole point of the movie. He's deaf, so he's listening to music that he grew up with. So with that said, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great.
Okay, I love the soundtrack, but I agree with you. You know, that what happened was the Guardians effect of finding all these old, not all the songs in here are obscure. Like, Tequila is not an obscure song. It's pretty well known, but like, who listens to that in modern day? Most of the other songs are songs you don't really know. I did like the Young MC track they played when they stole the Stoner's car. That was a pretty good music choice. But I could see your point. I do like the songs, but I don't know most of them. You know, the Suicide Squad did this. They did it in the trailer especially, but they let the soundtrack overshadow sometimes. In this case, it mostly worked, especially because he's a character who constantly is playing music in order to drive well and to drown out the ringing. So kudos on them. I also gave the storyline a 4. I don't think it's like the greatest, you know, for deserving of a 5 for me. I like the love story. I like Lily James as an actress. I think she's really adorable. And I think they had good chemistry. I actually like that a lot. I also like that he didn't just walk away scot-free and clean. Yeah. You know, most of these movies, the end of the movie, he's just him and the girl are just riding away and that's it. And I like that they kind of took that and said, nope, the cops still got him. He had to go to jail. He did 5 years. You know, they got out on parole. You could tell he was going to, because all the good at court, everyone's saying nice things about him. He probably did good. You know, he was working in jail, probably a good citizen. So that's good. But I like that he didn't just get away scot-free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also like that the girl waited for him. I'm a sucker for a happy ending. So I was like, okay, good on her. She's a real one. But I like the villains. But you're right. This is he's a getaway driver who's in with like a mobster who's hiring people to do these jobs. It's very well written, though. So I think the script is really strong, especially the dialogue. But I too gave it a 4. I don't think it's like the like just a perfect story of a movie. Okay, so overall.
Overall, look, to me, this is a movie you could love it or you could hate it. I fall in between. I'm not a big fan of all the music playing at the same time because, again, I don't know the music. And it's not the fault of the people that pick the music. If it was me, I would have picked like all rock music, like from Metallica, Megadeth, like all that fits, that Breaking the Law from Judas the Priest while they doing all this crazy stuff to get everyone hype. But again, they picked all these music from the 60s and everything. And I guess it fit. And you're absolutely right. It felt through that whole thing. It felt like those Suicide Squad movies and the Guardians. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm not feeling this right now. So with that, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. The action scenes for me is what kept the movie up there. And honestly, was I bored? Not much. I'm not going to say I was bored, but I was just like, okay. I wasn't too invested with the character. I guess because of the music playing, and it was very like I'm singing in the rain because he's dancing in certain parts. It looked like a musical because everything that he did, he dropped the cup and it was going with the beat of whatever he was listening to. One part I did enjoy is when he took Kevin Spacey's thing. Voice and he made it into a song and he was like scratching. Oh, yeah, and I liked it. I was like, you know what? This is actually pretty cool. I thought at the end of the movie, he's going to take his mixtapes and give it to the FBI going, I have all their, speaking. And I would've, that would have been pretty cool because all they have to do is play the entire song and it would have been them stealing the evidence and all that. Yeah, the evidence. Yeah. So I thought that was going to happen. I agree with you. Just a normal ending, but it was actually pretty cool. He got caught. He was like, I'm not running no more. I'm just going to get caught. And it is what it is. I liked it. I gave it a 4.
Yeah. So when I reviewed this movie on my podcast, I remember specifically I gave it a 10 out of 10. I walked out of the theater absolutely loving it. I just thought it was a fantastic film. Now, of course, I wasn't bringing it down as an action movie. I was just as a movie on a whole.
Right.
Watching it now, I'm slightly under that. I actually gave it a 4.5, a 9 out of 10. I lowered it by 1 point. I still think it's a great film. I really enjoy it. I think it's a lot of fun. By the way, we just did the opening credit show. This one has cool opening credits. I like it. Him walking to get the coffee and like all the lyrics of the songs are like popping up in random different places. And it's all done in one take, which is really cool. So I totally forgot about this one. But anyway, I love it. Again, great cast. I like watching all these actors work. A lot of beautiful people, a lot of good, solid actors, a lot of fun action scenes, cool soundtrack. It's a great time for me. So I gave it a 4.5 out of a 5. So what is your overall?
My overall is a 22.
22? Okay, I'm at 23.5. So it's a great film. I do enjoy it. I love Edgar Wright. I won't lie. So almost everything he touches is gold to me. So this is not my favorite Edgar Wright film, but it's another great Edgar Wright film. Okay, so here's what we got coming up, Alex. So now we're done with The River of Time. You already know. We're out of here. It's time to go to another place. Now, I'm very excited for this next month. Very excited. So, of course, our next episode will be Spider-Man 2, which I'm also excited to do because I love Spider-Man 2. But we're going to start checking out some films. He's not a big known actor, not super famous. His name is Tom Cruise. Can we do a little bit of Tom Cruise? Super famous. Have you ever heard of Tom Cruise?
I never heard of Tom Cruise. No.
He's this little weirdo Scientology guy. He's done a couple of films, some indies. We're going to be doing some Tom Cruise. Now, we have only done Top Gun and Collateral, as far as I remember. But now we're going to be doing some other ones, and we're kicking it off with one I know you've never seen. You don't know how excited I am. We're starting it off with Minority Report. Steven Spielberg, Tom Cruise. I can't wait to watch this movie. I can't even wait to watch this movie. I won't lie. I'm excited for you to watch it. I have no idea. You may love it. You may hate it. I have no idea. But I know I'm excited to watch it. I love me some Minority Report. So that's what we're starting with. And then we're just going to go down. We're going to jump on a cruise.
With Tom.
We're going to be cruising with Tom. Cruising with Tom. That's the theme for this month. Cruising with Tom in August. So that's what we're going to start it with. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, and one thing I would like to say before I give the promotionals is we're excluding the Mission Impossibles. That's going to happen in a year from now. Next year,
Whenever we start a month, we can give them a little preview. We're doing Minority Report, War of the Worlds, Night and Day, Oblivion, and Edge of Tomorrow. That's what you guys, I'll re-announce these. But yes, no Mission Impossible movies because we got to do that as a franchise down the line.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. All right. With that said, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com where we have the entire podcast at your disposal from video to audio, or check out our merchandise store for action movie guys or our Geeks and Flicks merchandise. If you guys want to support us there, you can join the Patreon, watch the behind the scenes, or you have other perks also that comes with that. And again, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.